This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in the building of Viksit Bharat. He said that the world acknowledges today that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is its demography and the other is its democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government. He added that these young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building.
आज दुनिया मान रही है कि भारत के पास दो असीमित शक्तियां हैं, एक डेमोग्राफी, दूसरी डेमोक्रेसी. यानी सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र, युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है. और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder asking the other why did he switch off fuel supply to engines, to which the other pilot responded by saying that he did not. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman laid foundation stones and inaugurated several transformative projects worth 1,087.81 crore rupees in Meghalaya yesterday. Speaking during an integrated public program at the Lariti International Center for Performing Arts and Culture in Shillong, she lauded Meghalaya's steady growth and bold vision under the leadership of the Chief Minister, Conrad K. Sangma. The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.9 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll in the state. The Commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. The poll body said in the second phase of SIR drive, booth-level officers are going house to house to assist the electors and collect their filled enumeration forms. It said that field-level functionaries, including 38 district election officers, electoral registration officers covering all 243 assembly constituencies, are regularly supervising the progress of SIR. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inclusion of the Marathi military landscapes in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every Indian is elated with this recognition. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over central and adjoining northwest parts of the country during next 4 to 5 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places of East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3 against hosts England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In Wimbledon tennis, the five-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek will clash with 13 seed Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title at the Centre Court in London tonight. The match is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.